A pack of cigarettes in Missouri costs about $4 a pack, depending on the brand and what county you live in. And one place that sells a lot of packs is Red X, a big general store in Riverside. Just ask Russell Hott, who's worked behind the cigarette counter for 3 years.
It's a huge part of the business here. Cigarettes basically made this whole store what it is now.
An upcoming measure on the November ballot, Proposition B, would raise the state's cigarette tax from 17 cents a pack to 90 cents. It would also increase the tax on roll-your-own and other tobacco products.
2 cartons of Echo 100 Gold Box.
The proposal doesn't sit too well with Larry Gray, Audie Ammons, or Sherry Jones, all who come to Red X regularly to buy their cigarettes.
Taxes are killing us.
They're already too high.
It's kind of outrageous. You know, taxes on everything's just going up.
Ron Leone, head of a trade group representing most convenience stores and gas stations in the state, hopes to get customers like Gray, Ammons, and Jones out to the polls in November. Leone's been leading the main opposition to the ballot measure. Some off-brand cigarette companies are also big backers of the effort. Leone says the proposed increase is too much and would make Missouri's cigarette tax higher than 4 of its 8 neighboring states, including Kansas, which currently is at 79 cents a pack.
It hurts small businesses. It hurts the consumer. It hurts all taxpayers because all of us are going to have to fill the hole of the less sales tax that we're generating as a result of this tax increase. And for me, it just seems like a horrible idea and a bad thing to do for the state of Missouri.
I mean, Missouri is so far behind the rest of the country when it comes to its tobacco tax.
Frank Chalupka is an economist at the University of Illinois in Chicago who specializes in tobacco taxes. He says at 17 cents a pack, Missouri is far below the national average of $1.49.
You know, almost every other state has raised its tax. Several states have raised their tax multiple times. You know, here in Illinois, we just raised our tax by $1 a pack a few months ago. So it's the kind of thing that's been happening across the country, and Missouri is really one of the few that hasn't done that and has missed out on the benefits as a result.
The last time Missouri raised its tax was in 1993. Two attempts to raise the tax since then failed, in 2002 and 2006. Misty Snodgrass with the American Cancer Society's state chapter says an increase in Missouri is long overdue.
We have the highest smoking rates in the country and the lowest tax. And I think that everybody knows that we are a breeding ground for cheap cigarettes that are a deadly product and that the tobacco industry has become a windfall here in Missouri.
Snodgrass has been leading the effort to raise the state's tobacco tax. Other supporters include public school groups, the local chamber, and health agencies like the Healthcare Foundation of Greater Kansas City, which also funds health reporting on KCUR. Snodgrass says a higher tax would bring a needed revenue to the state and encourage people to quit. That would also reduce tobacco-related diseases and associated healthcare costs. And she says the state's youngest residents would benefit most.
We're going to keep kids from smoking and provide much-needed revenue to local public schools.
If it passes, Proposition B would raise between $300 and $400 million in revenue. The funds would mostly go to K-12 schools and higher education, and then the rest of programs that help people quit smoking. Snodgrass points out that previous tobacco measures that failed didn't have an emphasis on schools. But there's another twist to this latest measure. Brian Hatchell is with R.J. Reynolds, the second largest tobacco company in the country. He says R.J. Reynolds has long been active in opposing cigarette tax increases in Missouri and elsewhere. But the company isn't putting up a fight this time.
The Missouri ballot initiative is unique.
Hatchell says this latest ballot measure also eliminates a pricing advantage that off-brand cigarette companies have long enjoyed in the state. Currently, big tobacco companies must pay into an annual fund as part of a settlement made 15 years ago to help cover the cost of smoking-related diseases. But Missouri is the only state where off-brand cigarette companies don't have to set aside an equivalent amount.
The Missouri ballot initiative eliminates a loophole in the law that has created an uneven playing field for cigarette manufacturers and retailers in Missouri.
Big tobacco aside, proponents hope residents have had enough with Missouri's tax being so low. A poll released in August by Public Policy Polling shows the ballot measures ahead. But with many still undecided, opponents hope voters will realize the pitfalls of such a tax hike, like they did in defeating the past two attempts at such an increase. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.